The Bush administration may be ready to unveil its next funding request for Iraq and Afghanistan. Newswire's quote congressional sources in reporting President Bush will ask for about $80 billion more to cover war-related costs this year. They say the administration will announce that tomorrow and send it to Congress after February 7th when the president introduces his 2006 budget. On Capitol Hill today, Senate leaders announced their priorities for the new session. NPR's David Mullen reports Democrats showed little inclination to back the Republican majority's goals, especially when it comes to Social Security.
Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist showed the high priority he'll give overhauling Social Security when he unveiled the names of the first 10 bills Republicans plan to introduce, numbered S1 through S10.
S1 has been reserved for what is probably the most important domestic legislation we will address in this Congress, and that is modernizing and strengthening the Social Security program.
Other high-priority bills Frist cited would make temporary tax cuts permanent, limit class action lawsuits, and overhaul the tax code. But he and other Republicans focused less on those issues and more on the need to create private retirement accounts in response to what they called a crisis in Social Security. Here's Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum.
What we have are people who are willing to play politics with it, unfortunately. I'm hopeful, in fact optimistic, that we'll have some brave souls on the other side join some brave souls on this side and take on a task that we know is before us and have the courage to do it the right way.
But at a news conference earlier in the day, Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin bluntly dismissed talk of a Social Security crisis.
There is no crisis in Social Security. We know that left untouched with no legislative changes, Social Security will make every single payment with cost of living adjustments for at least 37 years.
And even though Senate Democrats lost four seats in November, their new leader, Harry Reid, gave every indication they'll continue using filibusters to block judicial appointees. Reid pointed out that Democrats blocked 10 court nominees in President Bush's first term while confirming 204 others.
President Bush should hope that we have the same kind of blockage this time as we had last time. That would mean he would have 408 judges and turn down 20.
On another divisive issue, sponsors of a constitutional ban on gay marriage promised to push for a Senate vote after it failed in the last Congress. Colorado Republican Wayne Allard said recent approval of such bans in 11 states improves its prospects.
I think that we're going to have more support than we've had in past years because I think members of the Senate have looked at what happened in this election and fully understand how popular this particular vision is, this particular provision is with the American people.
But with many other battles ahead in Congress, President Bush has not made a strong push for a gay marriage ban since his reelection. Majority Leader Frist said the issue will come to the Senate floor, but he did not say when. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.